Well, now to the big news today in the world of vaccines. Moderna is asking the FDA for emergency use approval of its vaccine candidate after data confirmed past findings that the vaccine was 94% effective against the coronavirus and added that it was 100% effective in preventing severe illnesses. Moderna would be the second company to ask the FDA for clearance, following Pfizer, which requested clearance earlier this month. Dr. Paul Offit is director of the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He helps advise the FDA on these vaccines. He'll be taking a look at these. And doctor, your reaction to this news, especially the 100% effective in preventing serious cases.
It's remarkable. Now, I mean, still, we're in an age of science by press release, so it'll be important to see all the data. But if you look at these top-line findings, it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, let's remind people, back in July, Moderna gave 15,000 volunteers their vaccine. The other 15,000 in the trial got a placebo. They're saying of those who got the placebo, 185 developed the coronavirus, while only 11 who got their vaccine developed the coronavirus. That comes out to the 94% efficacy. And it's a reminder, first of all, we thank these people who entered trials not knowing which they get. Some of those who got just the placebo not only got sick, some died. But 11 also got sick with the shot. So what questions will you have? You're on the panel that will review this.
Right. It's the patients or the participants who got vaccine but still developed disease that often provide the most useful information. Why was that? What was the story with those 11 cases? Did they not develop an adequate immune response, or were they more likely to be older? Were they more likely to have various medical comorbidities? Why is it that they got disease even though they got vaccine?
Tell us some more of the questions that you will have.
Well, you want to make sure that this experiment, this huge, 30,000 person experiment, reflects the general population. In other words, if you look at, for example, the percentage of people in the placebo group that got sick, it was about 1% of the placebo group, which was surprisingly low. I mean, why would that be true? Why would you would expect it to have been more like 3.5%? One possibility would be that the kind of people that participate in these trials are more likely, say, to wear masks or more likely to physically distance and therefore possibly more likely to be exposed to a lesser inoculum of virus. So that's, for example, one question. But, frankly, it's hard to look a gift horse in the mouth at this point. I mean, if you asked 1,000 scientists a year ago when the publication Science published the gene sequence of this virus, if you asked 1,000 scientists, in 11 months, we are going to have completed essentially two large trials of messenger RNA vaccine of 30,000 people and 44,000 people, where the efficacy was around 95%, including against severe disease, including in people greater than 65 years of age. What do you think the chances of that are? I think that you wouldn't have found one scientist who would have thought this was possible. So it certainly looks good so far.
Any other questions that you had, briefly?
Yeah, it's interesting that Pfizer, when they put out their press release, made it very clear that the vaccine was 94% effective in adults greater than or equal to 65 years of age. Moderna, in their press releases, hasn't said anything specifically about what the effectiveness was in that age group. In the most recent press release, they say that efficacy was consistent across age, but consistent is a loose word, and you wonder exactly what the efficacy was in those greater than 65. It would be nice if they had given you the breakdown and told you exactly who in those over 65 years of age that were sick were in the vaccine group and who in those over 65 who were sick were in the placebo group.
Yeah. The other things we know, the vaccines are given in two doses a few weeks apart. They can cause side effects, fever, body aches for a couple days. The FDA is going to meet with the advisory committee on December 10th to review Pfizer's application and December 17th to review Moderna's. As you said, right now this is, announcement by press release. You guys are all going to get in and really take a closer look. What is your sense right now of how close we are to people actually getting this vaccine?
Very close. I mean, it is possible that by, frankly, the end of December, that you could start to see those first-line groups getting vaccine, people who are essential workers either in healthcare or elsewhere, people who are over 65, people who have certain high-risk medical conditions. That could all possibly happen as early as the end of December. It's possible.
And the CDC is going to be making that determination as more doses are manufactured. Right now, there aren't as many as will be needed for the whole population. But, the pressure is on you guys. Is one of the things you're going to be thinking, are you strictly a scientist when you're taking a look, or are you also thinking, would I want my family to take this?
That's exactly what you think. I mean, when I was a voting member on the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices, or now as a voting member of the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee, we hold these vaccines to one standard. Would we take them ourselves? Would we give them to our own family? And then and only then would we recommend them for other people's families.
It's Dr. Paul Offit, director of the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and advisor to the FDA on vaccines, as we've been saying, talking to us about the latest news. Moderna requesting emergency approval today from the FDA, so they're now in line to get vetted. Dr. Offit, thanks so much.
Thank you.